Incredible.
Unbelievable.
All right, so we'll say, let's begin. Page Reish Sadik Dalar. Skip just a couple of paragraphs. V'haklal. Same topic. V'haklal. B'milchama k'neged ha'yetzer hara ha'sheni ha'godol ha'achzor hazeh. Let me read that a little bit differently. V'haklal. B'milchama k'neged ha'yetzer hara ha'sheni ha'godol ha'achzor hazeh. So the klal, the general principle in the second battle. Remember again, we spoke about last week that there are two battles which we wage against the Yetzer Hara. There's the pre-sin battle, which is the battle ultimately, again, where the Yetzer Hara tries to get us to sin and we try to resist. And then there is the post-sin battle. The post-sin battle is where the Yetzer Hara tries to convince me that all I am is a failure. The Yetzer Hara tries to convince me that there's absolutely no way for me to rebound from my faults, that I'll forever be down and out. And the Mechaber says, remember, we discussed last week that the second battle is more intense than the first. The second battle, meaning the ability to rebound post-sin, the ability to rebound after I've fallen and after I've failed, is even more difficult than the ability to resist sin in the first place. Shachari amaisa, achari shadim kvar nichshol va'avar ma sha'avar. After a person has already stumbled, and what's done is done, hu nimtza b'nisayon chadash. He finds himself in a brand new challenge. And as we just said before, that second challenge, the post-sin challenge, the post-sin Yitzhara, is much worse and much more intense than the Yitzhara prior to the sin. The Yitzhara tries to convince me to give up all hope. To engage in the process of self-blame, v'lios mutzav tiskol atzmi amashahaisa lo bechira v'hu bachar lo tov. So we'll say, you know, we experience this in different ways, that sometimes after we make a mistake, it's easy to lose yourself in the process of self-blame. You know, there's an interesting balance. When I make a mistake, so some people, again, pretend like it never happened, just move on, seek to go ahead and blame everyone and anything else, take no responsibility. So, of course, that's not healthy. On the flip side, you have some people who live in a perpetual loop of self-blame. They can't stop beating themselves up over their mistakes. That's not healthy either. There's this fine balance, I should say, where on one hand, again, I accept the fact that I made mistakes. I own my mistakes. It's my responsibility. It's my fault. I made the bad decisions. I own it, but I own it not for the purpose of beating myself up. I own it for the purpose of learning from it. That's my goal. I'm going to use this as a learning and growth experience, but I'm not going to lose myself in the anger at myself. I'm not going to lose myself at the yeush. I'm not going to give up hope. He says, "Ach ba'ames kol machshavos halalu heim chatam gidolim." The reality is that all of these thoughts of beating myself up, getting upset at myself, losing hope that I'm never going to be able to recover from this, all of this is a terrible chait. Ki kol machshava shel yeush hin kfira b'torah. Listen to this, Rabbi Say. This is actually a very dramatic statement. When a person has thoughts of yeush, when a person gives up on themselves, hin kfira b'torah. We'll say, those are thoughts of heresy. Those are thoughts of heresy. What does that mean? Shemelamedes osanu sha'al hakol mo'ila hachuva. We'll say, remember again, one of the tenets of our faith is that what? Change is possible. Tshuva is possible. I can rebound. I can, no matter how bad the mistake, I can make a comeback. So when a person believes that they're down and out, when a person believes that there is no recovery, when a person believes, I'll never be able to pick myself up, I'm damaged, I'll never be able to recover, we'll say, so it says in the Chabad, that's kfira. I'll tell you, just, that's no different than not believing in one God. Meaning, that there is a fundamental tenet, there's a pillar of our faith that says change is possible. Tshuva is possible. That is a fundamental pillar of our belief system. And if I believe that, if my post-sin machshava is, I'm damaged, I'm done. There's nothing I can do. This is who I am. Change is impossible. That's kfira. That's ultimately, again, that's a lack of belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, she'in sof l'racham av yisparach. Because ultimately, again, we have to believe there's no end to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachamim. For yisparach mitzapeh, shanoshuv eilav, v'yadav pshuta l'kabal shavim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu enables change. HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits for change. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us to change. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu outstretches his hand to be mekabel us, to accept us when we do change. Kimo she'anu omrim b'chol yom b'tfilah, harotze b'tshuva. Remember, we say this in Shemona Esrei every single day. The Yom Shalom is rotze b'tshuva. What does rotze b'tshuva want? Rotze b'tshuva say, we sometimes think that tshuva, okay, you know, it's a possibility that's there for me. It's kind of like a life consolation prize. If I mess up really badly, at least there's tshuva. The Yom Shalom created tshuva. He wants tshuva. He desires tshuva. He waits for tshuva. He needs us to do tshuva because it will say change is always possible at every single moment. V'af mevarchim azeh b'shem. Therefore, it turns out that after a person has fallen and failed and committed a sin, and therefore, we'll say a person must be ever vigilant, the same way that we are conditioned to be vigilant against sin, that we are conditioned to be vigilant and to realize that there's Yetzihara. And I need to fight against it, and I have to figure out a way, ultimately, to resist the temptation to sin. If for some reason I fail, and I fall, I can't repeat or reinforce the mistake by once again now falling yeush, or by losing hope for the ability to get back up. Because the commission of that second Avera is even worse, ultimately, again, than the first. I will say, he brings us something so beautiful over here. Va'alzeh, Rabbi Nosson Mibreslov. Well, this is actually quite beautiful. Rabbi Nosson, who was the Talmud Mufak, the primary disciple of Rabbi Nachman, composed a tefillah. This was the tefillah. I don't know if he said this every day or how he said this. I'm not sure. But look. This was the tefillah of Rabbi Nosson. At least we'll start it today. Val Tomri, Noash Chas V'Shalom, Leimor Ki Avonosayech Itoch. So the Rebbe says, do not say, no ish chas v'shalom, I've given up. Never say I've given up, God forbid, and say that my sins are always with me. Bahem ata nimok chas v'shalom. Do not say that you are always mired in your negative behavior. V'efshar l'cha od lashuv miksiluscha ushtu yasecha. And never say that you can't go ahead and repent. Never say that you can't go ahead and change from your silliness and your foolishness. Ki avonosecha avroshecha, ad asher chas v'shalom avon nitzacha v'tochaltecha. Never say that your mistakes define you. Never say that your mistakes take away the ability to change. Never say that your mistakes ultimately, again, erode your ability to be something great going forward. Aha, aha, chus v'chamol alecha, v'al ma'at yomecha charutzim sheish lecha olis mamea ba'at b'za olam, hover kerefayim. But rather, ultimately, again, have compassion. This is actually interesting. The Rebbe is saying, this is almost a tefillah aimed to the individual. Have compassion on yourself. Have compassion on yourself because life is so short. Life is so short. And a lifetime goes by terrifying in the blink of an eye. Va'al tomri kadvarem ha'ila chalila kizukasha min arishona. And never chas v'shalom say that in the aftermath of sin, you can't get up. Never say that you've fallen and you have the inability to rebound, because falling prey to this Yetzihara is even worse than the first Yetzihara of sinning itself. Ki machshavos v'rayonim ubilbulim ka'ila kashim umazikim. Because thoughts like this are very difficult and damaging. Umach isim es boracha yoser minachatoim v'avonos v'apshoim. And Rabbi Nosson writes, thoughts like this, thoughts that you can't get up in the aftermath of sin, thoughts that you can't rebound in the aftermath of failure, thoughts that you cannot go ahead and remake yourself after you've fallen so badly, are worse than any avera you could possibly commit. We'll say, do you hear what Rabbi Nosson is saying? Rabbi Nosson is saying, we've said this already a number of times, but the mindset that I can't rebound in the aftermath of failure is worse than the commission of the Avera itself. You see, to sin, we know we're going to sin. That's an inevitable part of the human condition. I know that's going to happen. But to think that I can't rebound, to think that I can't change, to think that this is it, this is who I am, that's worse than the actual Avera itself. He goes on, let's just do one more line and we'll stop. Rabbi Nassim says, what's it? Last line, Reish Tzadik Dalid. Because again, no, there is great hope in every moment. Great moment, great hope. Chazde Hashem Kilo Samnu Page Reish Tzadik Kilo Chalurachamov. Literally again, Chazde Hashem Kilo Samnu. Ibn Shalom Yor Chesed never runs out because your compassion never ends. The Olam. Vene'ela Mimcha. Velo seida otsem riboy rachmanuso vechasodav hagidolim akola chafetim lashuv beemes. So Rabbi Nassim writes, and know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all he wants more than anything is lashuv beemes, is for people to return. He accepts our faults, he accepts our frailties, he accepts our mistakes, and all he asks of us is to do tshuva. Afa pishlo shavu adayin v'chol yishol v'chol chafzo yisbarach loshuv l'rachim akol mechakim u'mitzapim u'miskagoyim v'chosim b'machteres limtso hatzala u'manos loshuv l'Hashem yisbarach afa pi shemiskab maleim v'chol is yoser. All the Ribono Shel Olam asks is over and over for us to return, for us to come back, for us to, you know, this Lashon, we'll say, you see this in Chazal, this Lashon of Machteres, this Lashon of tunneling back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You will say, sometimes I can't get back to the Ribono Shel Olam in a straight and direct fashion, so I tunnel. I tunnel means, whatever means different things for tunneling just means sometimes the path is not easy, sometimes the path is not straight, but there's always a path. And all HaKadosh Baruch Hu says is, whatever you have to do, just come back to me. I'm waiting for you. I wrote Sebetshuva. I'm waiting for you. You'll never find a closed door. You'll never find an inattentive ear. You'll never find an indifferent God. Just come back. Just find the courage to come back and find the courage to fight, to rage against that voice that says, you fell in, you fall, you have failed, you have fallen, you are beyond salvation. Well, we'll have to stop over here for today. We'll pick up in the middle of Rabbi, we're not finished in Rabbi Nassim's tefillah. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem, a few lines out from Rish Tzadikei, rest of Rabbi Nassim's tefillah tomorrow.